In my previous lesson, I spoke of the next day, the day after the crucifixion. I called it Silent Saturday. Today I want to talk about the day after the Silent Saturday. The first scene was that of weeping Mary, who came to the grave early in the morning with spices, not to greet the risen Lord, but to anoint his dead body. The most amazing thing about this vigilant over the dead, was that the enemies of Christ expected the resurrection, but his friends did not. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 28. I begin with verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the women, Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. When the angel said that he is not here, this is in contrast to most grave markers which say, Here lies the body of John Doe. But here, an epitaph could be written over the tomb, He is not here. In the dim light of Sunday morning, several women were seen approaching the tomb. The very fact that the women brought spices proved that they did not expect a resurrection. It seems strange that such should be the case, after the many references our Lord gave to his death and his resurrection. But evidently, the disciples, as well as the women, seemed to remember more his death than his resurrection. It never occurred to them as a possible thing. It was foreign to their thoughts. When the stone was rolled to the door of the sepulchre, not only was Christ buried, but also all of their hopes and dreams. The only thought the women had was to anoint the body of the dead Christ, an act born out of love. At least two of those at the cross had witnessed the burial, so they knew that there was a stone rolled at the door. They said one to another, Who is going to roll away the stone for us? This was the cry of hearts of little faith. Strong men had closed the entrance to the tomb by placing a huge stone against it. Their worry was how to remove the stone in order that they might carry out their work of mercy. The men that followed the Lord would not come to the tomb until they were summoned. So little did they believe, but the women came, only because in their grief they sought consolation. Yet these pious women were not expecting Christ to raise from the dead. The resurrection was something they never expected. But as they approached, they found the stone rolled back. Before their arrival, there had been a great earthquake, and an angel of the Lord who descended from heaven rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. When the women came near, they saw the stone had been rolled away already. But they didn't jump to the conclusion that he had risen from the dead. Their conclusion was that someone had removed the body. Instead of the dead body of their master, they saw an angel with countenance as a lightning and his clothes as white as snow. And he said to them, For I know that you seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen as he said. Come see the place where he lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples he is risen from the dead. All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.